With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge today gave the Justice Department permission to release transcripts of a grand jury investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of underage girls in Florida. It's a case that ultimately ended without any federal charges being filed against the millionaire sex offender. The U.S. Supreme Court allowing Texas to use new congressional district maps drawn to favor Republicans.
The divided court paused a lower court's ruling that the map likely discriminates against racial minorities by diluting voting power of Hispanic and Black Texans. That opinion, which replaces a temporary freeze on the ruling issued by Justice Samuel Alito on November 21st, keeps the map in place for the midterm elections as litigation over the boundaries continues. The high court said the lower court's ruling was improper because it came too close to the election. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The leaders of Canada and Mexico each planning to meet with President Trump today in Washington.
The North American leaders are in the nation's capital for the 2026 World Cup draw. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are hosting the tournament next summer. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have plans for brief meetings with Donald Trump while at the Kennedy Center.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery for $72 billion. Here's Ed Donahue.
Warner Brothers owns the big Hollywood studio, and it owns HBO Max and DC Studios. Not included in the deal are networks like CNN and Discovery. This bid will draw tremendous antitrust scrutiny. Beyond TV and movie production, the merger would bring two of the streaming world's biggest names, Netflix and HBO Max, under the same ownership. Netflix says the additional programming will give members even more high-quality titles from which to choose and optimize its plans for consumers. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more on these stories at srnnews.com. There are a lot of troubled people around the world. Correspondent Michael Harrington has the results of a new study.
The Gallup organization has put together a World Emotional Health Report Card, and its findings are not good. According to the survey, about 40% of adults say they worry daily. 37% are stressed, 26% are sad, and 22% are angry. These numbers are all up from those recorded just 10 years ago. The slide in global emotional health correlates almost exactly with the relentless decline in religious faith in nearly every part of the world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The USCIRF says with the arrest, the CCP has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. The White House has created a hall of shame targeting news outlets.
President Donald Trump has been criticizing legacy news outlets since his first term as fake news. Some of Trump's attacks now have turned personal. Last month alone, saying quiet piggy to a female reporter, calling a reporter from the New York Times ugly both inside and out, and publicly telling an ABC News journalist she was a terrible reporter. The new portal also contains an offender hall of shame of articles the White House deems unfair, and a leaderboard ranking outlets with the most pieces that the administration objects to. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
FIFA has given its new Peace Prize to President Trump. It's an unusual break from tradition for the sport-focused soccer organization, whose president has become a close ally of President Trump. The ceremony happened today in the 2026 World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center. More details at srnnews.com.